Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shkalim. We saw in the previous Mishnah that the Kohanim are somehow different than Leviim and Yisraelim in terms of giving of the Shkalim. We don't take a mashkon from them, even though they are obligated to give the Shekel, and if they don't give the Shekel, Beis Din made a condition that they will be included anyway. So it turns out that this idea of the Kohanim being Chayav is not so straightforward. And that is the topic of Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Hayid ben Bukhri b'Yavne. Ben Bukhri testified before the Sanhedrin in Yavne about his Mesorah, which was as follows. Kol Kohen sheshokel eino chote. Any Kohen who gives machzah shekel, even though he's not obligated to do so, he is permitted to do so. It's not a sin. He is permitted to do so. And it is considered his donation to the tzibur. And that is to say, it is not the Kohen's share, because the Kohen doesn't have to give a share. And so if you don't have to give a share, you can't give a share. But any Kohen who gives a machzah shekel, we count it as a donation to the tzibur, and he's permitted to do so. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, what are you talking about? That's exactly backwards. Lochi. No, that's backwards. No, it's the other way around. Ella kol kohen she'eno shokel, chote. Any kohen who does not give a machtza shekel is sinning. Because the kohenim are obligated to give the machtza shekel. They must be part of the karbonos tzibor. And they're obligated to give. Now, it's true, we said in the previous Mishnah, that any Kohen who doesn't give, the Beis Din made a condition, so he's included anyway. Fine. But they are still obligated to give. And if he doesn't give, he is sinning. So what is the source for this idea that the Kohanim don't have to give? Right? We can see both from the previous Mishnah and from this Mishnah that there was some sense that some of the Kohanim didn't give. Why not? Why would they not do that? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai continues, Ella, the Kohanim make an incorrect drasha from a pasuk, which we're going to see in a moment, to their own benefit. What's the pasuk that they make a drasha from? The pasuk says, "Kol kohen kalil tiyeh." Excuse me, "Kol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo seachel." Any mincha brought by a kohen is burned entirely. It may not be eaten. What's going on here? Normally, a korban mincha, which is a mincha brought from grain product, a kometz is burned, right? A fistful is burned in the mizbeach, and the rest of it, the rest of the mincha, is eaten by the kohanim. The Torah tells us that if a kohen brings a mincha, it's different. The kohen's mincha, we don't take out a kometz and burn in the mizbeach. We burn the whole thing on the mizbeach, and it is not allowed to be eaten at all. The whole thing. So the kohanim say, wait a minute. Since we know there's a rule that kol minchas kohen kalil, right, it has to be burned, and it can't be eaten. So there are two major karbanos brought during the year, ha'ol ve'omer u'shtei alechem ve'lechem apanim shelanu, excuse me, three. The karban ha'omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, and it is the first grain of the year. The shtei alechem are two loaves of bread that are brought on Shavuos from the first grain of the year. And the Lechem HaPanim are brought every Shabbos. They sit on the Shulchan for a week, and then they're brought on the Mizbeach. Or rather, then they're brought, the Lavona from them is put on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it is eaten. All three of these are eaten by the Kohanim. Right? In the case of the Korban HaOmer, there is a Kometz that goes on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it is eaten by Kohanim. In the case of both the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim, the thing goes in his back is actually not even part of the bread. And the bread is completely eaten by Kohanim. So the Kohanim said, hey, wait a minute. If, in fact, we are obligated to give Machzah Shekel, because we are supposed to be part of the Karban Tzibur, Hechna Acholim, how can these things be eaten? Because they would be the Mincha of a Kohen. And the Mincha of a Kohen has to be burned. So, therefore, we see, say the Kohanim, that we are not supposed to be part of these karbanos, and we don't have to give machzah shekel. That actually, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would respond, is not accurate reasoning, because the halacha of kalil only applies to a minchas yachid of a Kohen who brings an individual mincha. It is never referred to in the context of a Korban Tzibor, only in the context of Korban Yachid. And therefore, even though a private mincha of a Kohen is completely burned and not eaten, the Kohanim are in fact supposed to be included in all the Korbanos Tzibor, and any Korban Tzibor that includes them would certainly be brought in the normal way and not be burned.